Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Council Member Yadenis Rodriguez, who represents the 10th Council District, which includes the neighborhoods of Washington Heights, Inwood, and Marble Hill. The councilman has been described as literally no other greater champion for our communities and our voices, and I must add, undisputed to that claim. What a victory, Council Member Rodriguez, a hard-fought and significant victory. What inspired you to sponsor Intro 1867 and to continue fighting so hard?
Well, for me, it is a great honor to be in your programming. I know that when it comes to our communities, it doesn't matter if we are English or Spanish Caribbean. At the end of the day, we both come from the same region. And as Bob Marley says, son of all being shipped through the Caribbean, other through Americans. So I think that it is our responsibility as individuals that are committed to continue doing a contribution to make our society a better place for all New Yorkers to look at areas when we could make those improvements. So for me, as an immigrant who live with green card from 83 to 2000, as someone who believes in social justice, I always been questioning about who had the right to keep so many people living in the shadow, paying their taxes, making the contribution, raising family who become lawyers, who become elected official and professional, not to have a voice on who will be the leader of the city. So it was an honor for me to take this bill that I was not the first one. This bill was first carried on as some shape by Council Member Charles Barron, by Council Member Bill Perkins. These ideas of this project was first written in 2001, before I was thinking about running for office. Mm-hmm. So when I was elected in 2009, I took my bill. I became a sponsor of this bill, but at that time had a Lee Pryne, Danny Drum, then Margaret Shane. You know, God gave me the opportunity to lead this movement together with the Immigration Coalition and so many important voices to say, let's restore the rights of New Yorkers who pay taxes, who contribute to the city, to also be able to elect the leader in the city of New York.
So, Council Member Rodriguez, let me just let you know there's a little saying that leaders rise to the occasion. So the bill started with Charles Barron and Bill Perkins, but you took the mantle, you ran with it, and you never gave up. So we commend you for that. So now that the bill has passed in City Council on Thursday, December the 9th, by a vote of 33 to 14, more than 800,000 non-citizen New Yorkers will get to vote, which was essentially before taxation without representation. How significant is that, given the ongoing efforts to suppress voting rights?
It is important that we are doing this new legislation at a time where after Biden won that election and replaced the hater of Donald Trump, more than 48 states across the nation, from Texas and Alabama and other, they've been trying to bring some voting suppressions. What we are letting the nation know is that there's another way of how we do policy on how we care for democracy. We will not be following the model of Texas, where recently they passed a law that already has established that in that state, non-citizens will have the right to vote. And the reason why they did it in Texas, and they've been trying to do it in other states, is because the federal law already has established that it is a mandated to be citizen in order to vote in for federal position. But the federal law also says that the state and the city are the one that has the power to decide who votes in that election. So when we pass this bill, what we've been telling is to our English, Spanish, Caribbean. We are here. We are behind a wheel driving a taxi. We are nurses. We are professionals. We are the first responder. We contribute to the city as anybody else. Well, we are telling our brothers and sisters from Haiti, the Garifuna from Honduras, from Congo, Mali, Nigeria, is that we appreciate, and no one should have the right to say people who live in the same space, who work so hard, should be excluded, should be living in the shadow. What we have seen is in this process is a lot of fear of people that they are not ready to expand our democracy. And what we are telling is those Trump supporters, step out. You know, if you want to build a society that is based on hate, go to other places. But if you want to build a society that can be a role model on how we care for voting participation, on how from now on, anyone who will be looking to be mayor or the citywide elected official, they will have to spend the same amount of time to those immigrant community. Well, we have a lot of people who are citizens, but there is still a percentage who are not yet. So it will be a new day after next year. More candidates will be expected to spend the same amount of time in the underserved communities, in the immigrant communities, as they go and spend the time in the luxury building, in Midtown, in the Upper East Side, in the Upper West Side. And that's the right thing to do.
Okay, and talking about the right thing to do, there is a small faction that wants to bring legal action against Intro 1867. They want to make it a court battle of immigrant rights versus the privilege of citizenship. They mention, you know, not expanding voting rights, but expanding democratic power in the city. Well, New York City is actually a democratic city. What are your coalition plans to address this?
Look, those people who are talking about bringing lawsuits, some of them are individuals that I have worked in different areas. You know, from the transportation committee that I chair, we have worked addressing transportation deserts. We have been able to work in other areas. However, in this particular one, I can say that some of those individuals who are talking about bringing lawsuits, they are the same individuals who supported Donald Trump. They are the same individuals who are saying Texas is doing right as they're doing a voting suppression. And what I can tell those individuals is, like, you are on the wrong side of the history. Like 100 years from now, when the young people will be in the school studying the curriculum on USA history, and they would look on how we were able as a nation to establish emancipation, how we established women's rights in 1919, they also will say, in 2021, we also, New York City, restore the rights of people that have been voting to elect the local leaders. I think that, you know, as we will look at it, in this particular process, there's close to 400,000 individuals who identify as Black, who come from Africa, who are the recent immigrants. We have similar numbers on the Latino. We have it's like equal numbers of individuals from European, that they come from the former Soviet Union. There's a lot of Irish, Italian, people from Poland, that they have green cards. But because of the color of the skin, when they walk in the street, everyone sees them as citizens. I myself, who became citizen in 2000, had that experience to know how much I contribute being a green card holder from 83 to 2000, how much I have contributed from 2000 to today, and I have made the same contribution. So I think that, you know, this is going to be something that will empower all people who come from different social, economic, and ethnic backgrounds, Europeans, Asian, Black, Latino. So, you know, we just need to continue raising the voice. And I think it's important from the Caribbean community, especially my brothers and sisters in the English Caribbean, to use the social media, to speak to the council member in the district and say, thank and please continue fighting. When it comes to the lawsuit, there's always a lawsuit. But we're confident that we will win.
So, Mr. Rodriguez, the Mayor de Blasio has repeatedly expressed, you know, his concerns about the measure. He has also now vowed not to veto it, and it's now on his desk to sign. If he doesn't sign it by the end of this month, it's going to be waiting for action from the incoming mayor-elect Eric Adams. Do you have any concerns?
No, I don't have any concern. First of all, Mayor de Blasio, with whom I have worked in many other bills, brought the legislative team led by Paul Ochoa to revise this bill. So Mayor de Blasio's office gave the okay to this bill to move on, as also the New York City Law Department. So when we aged this bill, when the bill was ready to move on and be voted, it was the result not only of the work that the Immigration Coalition and everyone that been supporting it in my office, but also the Law Department revised it. Also, the Mayor de Blasio legislative team also revised it. So I don't understand how his team revised it, okay, and then he still, you know, expressed those things, his concern. But at the end of the day, you know, I appreciate all the work that I have done with the mayor. Sometimes we had not started in the same place, but we go to the same location. So, you know, this is a great day, and new mayor Eric Adams is one of those four borough presidents from Brooklyn, the Bronx, Ruben Diaz Jr., from Manhattan, Gerd Brewer, from Queens, Donovan Richard, who supported. And we stand together back in February, the next mayor, Adams and I, supporting this bill. He have a legitimate concern, question about the 30 days. And I feel that at the end of the day, when we come to, you know, revise any residential requirement, there's always should be an opportunity to look at it. But the most important thing is that Mayor Eric Adams has expressed that he supports the bill.
Excellent. So it is a great day. Congratulations again. We appreciate your hard work and dedication. Thank you. Thank you. And we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank
you're very welcome.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.